Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we are live. Ouch. Welcome to Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by myself, Meredith Masony.
I'm Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need. So any advice we give, you could take
or leave because it might be crap. On today's episode of Take It or Leave It, probably going to do a lot of whining. I'm anxiety riddled. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in 7 or 8 days, 9 days, maybe. I don't know, but it's been bad.
Okay.
Bad.
I got a new couch.
Oh my gosh. I saw your couch.
Well, we could talk about that.
Yeah. Is that a love sack?
No, those are so expensive. There's no.
But it's the ones that you modularly can, like, because it looks like a massive bed and you can move it around, right?
Yes.
Okay. We have to definitely talk about the couch because I was super envious. I don't have that kind of space in my living room, but
neither do I.
No, it looks good in your living room.
It is the living room.
That's it. It's worth it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, do you want to open up with a mom fail moment, or do we not do that anymore? I don't think we do that.
I mean, we really got to figure out if we want to have like a format, because I do have topics that we can go over today as well.
I know that people miss the old format. They want us to get a call-in number. I don't know if nobody specifically said mom fail, but I know that they do want a chance to like call in. So
yeah, no, we can definitely do. We still have the line, so we can definitely do that. So I'll get with Dave. I'm hoping in the next couple of months, our life will.
Don't even say it. Yeah. It's just never going to happen.
Right. You're right. Silliness. But, I did go to a haunted mansion yesterday and did a ghost tour.
It's random.
Well, we can talk about it.
Okay. Well, let's get to chatting.
All right. So where do we want to start? I mean, I can give
your
you
mouth.
A mom fail. Oh, you want to start with the mouth?
I'd like to start with your mouth.
Okay.
Can I just tell you that I love how transparent you're being about this whole thing?
Oh, listen, if I had done this and I didn't say anything about it, do you think that everybody wouldn't notice?
No, I really do think people would notice, but I also know that a lot of social media people would have hidden for a while during the healing process and then come back and just not made it a thing. But you've been so open about it. And I think that's really cool. I was talking to Drew today and I told him about you getting your lips done. And I'm like, she's just so he said the same thing. He's like, well, she has to be, doesn't she? Everybody's going to notice. Oh, but, yeah. But I don't think it happens all the time. People get.
So do you follow Dr. Miami?
No, I know who he is though. That's okay, where you went?
No. So Dr. Miami, for those of you who don't know, does a bunch of plastic surgery, obviously down in Miami. And it had to be on Instagram or TikTok. I think I follow him there too. But he was talking about how he's sick and tired of doing all of these procedures on these influencers. And then they go online and they post hashtag gym body, hashtag whatever, hashtag workout life, hashtag clean eating. And he's like, I did her boobs. I did her butt. I did her liposuction. I did her this. I did her whatever. And he's not saying specifically who these people are, obviously, because he'd be fired for HIPAA violations. Mm-hmm. But he's saying the point is, what's wrong with saying I got a little help from Dr. Miami, and now I'm working out 6 days a week and doing XYZ. And that's my whole thing. I don't care what you get put in, what implants you're wearing or pasting or holding or whatever. I don't care what you do. but don't lie about it. Just be like, this is what I did. Cause, and I've been so honest because it's been purely vanity. Mm-hmm. None of this has anything to do with my, except my vanity and the fact that the last couple of years, I just feel like I can see my age on my face and my brain doesn't reflect that age. So it makes me feel sad.
Mm.
When I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my gosh, all these wrinkles. Oh my gosh. You know, like the ones around my mouth really bothered me. But I have to tell you when I went in and got this done. So what I did was I Botoxed 2 weeks ago, did the whole forehead. Looks like a baby's ass. It's beautiful. Then on Monday, I went in and did lip filler on my top lip where all of my cat butthole wrinkles were. It was painful. It was expensive. And I came home and I swelled up so much that I was thinking about, I looked at Dave at the end of the night and I was like, did I completely fuck up? Did I ruin my lips? And he was like, I guess we'll find out, because he didn't want me to do this anyway. So I think part of him was pissy at me. So I took a couple Benadryl, went to sleep, woke up. They looked a little bit better. Throughout the day, they looked a bit, little bit better. By day three, they looked better. By day four, I was like, okay, the swelling really is going down. Today is day five. And I still have some swelling in the corners where you can feel it, because you can actually feel the filler. So that has to come down. But like I have a top lip and no wrinkles.
My cheeks hurt from smiling so much while you're telling your story. I'm just really happy for you because I feel like it turned out so good. And I know it's something you've always talked about. Mm. And the fact that you actually did something for yourself, despite whatever backlash may come from people and the internet. I think it's great. I think it looks good.
Thank you.
I think I loved your face before, but I love you just have I don't know. You could just tell you felt more confident. You sent me a selfie of yourself and I've gotten lots of selfies from you and this one, you could tell you were feeling it.
Well, I don't like, that's the whole thing is I had to go do headshots, last week, which stinks because my new lips aren't in them, but my baby butthead forehead is like, you can see like it looked really good. I was like, when I get my new lips, can you put those on the photos you just took? And she's like, I'm not that good. I was like, okay, it's okay. But I hate getting photos done, right? And I had to do new photos for the tour. It's just so painful for me because I'm never pleased with the way I look in photos. And she did such a great job with my photos. I can't wait. I'll share the album with you. But anyway, so it's one of those things where I've said it on every live that where people have asked about it so far is this has been 100% vanity. That's it. There's no medical reason for me to do this. There was no like, oh, I had to go in and have this procedure done. And while they were in there, they just did a little bit of this or that. No, that's not what this is. And, I have no problem saying that because I don't really care.
Mm.
What you think about my lips or my forehead. I love everybody who's like, we loved you just the way you were. You didn't have to do anything. And I was like, I appreciate you so much. I really do. And my husband was the same way. He's like, I love every wrinkle on you. I love every stretch mark on you. I wouldn't change you. And I'm like, right. But I wanted to see this. And that was it. And it's not like I don't, Dave was like, what if you get addicted to plastic surgery? And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't have any plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I had a little lip filler and some Botox. I'm not going under the knife to get cheekbones and a butt lift right now, like maybe later on, but right. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a little tweak here and there to just feel a little bit better in my skin.
Amen.
And I don't know if I'll keep up with this or not, but we'll see how it goes over the next 6-9 months and then I'll decide.
I'll let you know if it's getting out of control.
Oh yeah. No,
I'll be your honest friend,
but I can tell you out of everything that I've had done, cause I have had my eyebrows tattooed on. I've done eyeliner. I've done the Botox now. And these lips, this hurt like a biatch.
I can't imagine.
It was so many needles.
Yeah. And it's such a sensitive area too.
Well, and apparently some people, and I'm one of them, when you anesthetize them, one side of the face, sometimes doesn't take. So one side of my face was completely fine. The other side, it was just like jabbing me with no. I was like, I can feel everything you're doing. And she's like, well, it's, I can't give you any more anesthetic. That just means you don't feel it on that side, which is the reason I have such pain when I do dental work, I guess. Never realized it.
Interesting. It looks good. It looks really good. You look cute and you're soft. You look softer.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, paralyzing all those muscles.
Yeah.
Takes all that worry and fear that's normally in my face and just kind of tells it not to show up there.
That's kind of cool. I like that. But you are feeling all the worry and stress you were saying, correct?
Yeah. It's been so chaotic lately. But let's go into your couch for a minute. Because
yes,
the couch is symbolic.
The couch is very symbolic. So we had this other couch that Drew and I got together, and it was, I mean, he let me pick it out and everything, and I liked it, and it was cool. It had recliners and USB cords and like ports and cup holders, and it was like such a cool thing. Prior to that, we always had just either hand-me-down couches or donations from people. And so that was our first like purchase. But then when I was like, when it's just me living here now, I've tried to change as much as I can just to make it feel more me and mine and what I want. And the couch, while there wasn't necessarily anything wrong with it, except for his recliner was broken, go figure. it just didn't feel, it just held a lot of memories and I just wanted a fresh start.
Yep.
So I started couch shopping and I've never purchased myself something like that big. On my own. And I usually talk myself out of things. Like I'll spend hours searching and then I'll just never pull the trigger. And so I, on my Memorial Day sale, my friend was like, we're doing it. We're getting you a couch, bitch. Let's do it. And she started sending me all these pictures of all these couches and they were all nice. But for some reason, I just wanted an obnoxiously huge, ridiculously gigantic, take up the whole living room, snuggle fest couch. And since it was a Memorial Day sale, they were all really cheap. And I found this one that I loved that was similar to the one that I got. And I ordered it. And it said it was going to be 3 days. And the 3 days came and went. And then it was a week. And then it was 2 weeks. And I was like so pissed. I'm like, this keeps getting moved back and there's nothing I could do about it. Like, I want a damn couch now. Yeah. So I canceled that order. And then I just didn't order a new one for a long time. I was like, it wasn't meant to be. And then on a whim, I found this guy. And I was like, this is more than I'd like to spend. It was over $2,000. I was like, this is above the budget that I was hoping for, but I deserve it. So screw it. And I put it in the cart and I bought it. I knew it looked comfortable and big, but I did not know just how huge it was going to be. And it got dropped off in 8 giant boxes and I undid the first box and I was like hyperventilating, dry heaving, having a medical episode. I was like, there's no way I can do this. And I was like, Drew, what are you doing? Come over and help me, please. I'll pay you. And he showed up. He's bored. So he just showed right up like an angel and unpacked all of it and did all of it for me. Like I just followed around and like broke down boxes and tried to look busy, but he did 100% of it. He set it all up and he was like, this is totally a you couch. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's just so extra and gigantic. And he's like, I don't even know if it's going to fit. And I'm like, we're going to make it fit. So it's like right up against the sliding glass door, all the way to the pillar. I can't explain how much joy it brings me. I've never felt this way about a material thing. Every time I look at it, I just smile and I'm so freaking stoked. And the kid, well, there's three technically. The kids are just like, you'd think I took them to Disney.
Yeah.
Every time they're on the couch. It's so cute. Somebody said, I'm hoping you'll show us. I did post about it, but I'll just pull up a picture real quick and show you. But anyway, it's been such a source of joy for me, like just laying down and snuggling with the kids. I took my first couch nap. I don't know if you could see it. Oh, is it blurring it? Can you see?
No, it's good right there. It's good. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's massive. There's my kids on there. It's just.
Is it blue or gray?
It's green, dude.
Green. Okay, I couldn't tell in the video you did.
It's green, and some people were like, "Did you hear the joke about the millennials with their green velvet couches?" And so that's apparently a thing, which I didn't know.
No.
But yeah, here really quick. Just it's so big,
it's lovely.
Two of the cushions are ottomans, so you can put them on the end or whatever. But I like them in the middle because I want it to just be like one gigantic big bed. And it's corduroy. It's not velvet. So
that's probably going to be pretty easy to clean if you spill on it. Like you can probably clean that pretty easy.
I'll call you if that happens because I don't know. Nobody's allowed to eat on it. Nobody's allowed to do anything. The kids are trying to flip all over it, of course, because it looks like a trampoline park. And I'm like, no, it's made of wood. And the review said that they break easy. Drew said I'll probably get a year out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is there a warranty on it?
No, probably not. I don't care. I'm just so excited. Everybody's saying Scotchgard too. And I don't know what that means. Like,
well,
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I would have to really look at it because you'd have to know what type of fabric it is 100% to figure out which type you need.
Because corduroy.
You need specific Scotchgard for specific fabric. You can't just, it's not like Scotchgard is one thing. There's like several different types. So you have to make sure you have the right one, but it is nice to, when you go to clean something, if it has it, cause it repels stains, liquids, food, stuff like that. But
doesn't it change the texture of it?
That's why I'm saying you'd have to really look, especially if it's, like corduroy, which I know what corduroy is. Like, I don't know how that would work. Like we'd have to really investigate it.
It's one of the things where if you like rub it this way, it looks one way. And then if you rub it this way, it looks another way.
Yeah. So I don't know the answer to that, but that's definitely.
Somebody said, she ain't cleaning that. I know that's right, Crystal.
And by the way, Tiffany was just showing everybody in here, which this is a podcast, so you can't see this because you're listening to it. If you ever want to watch the podcast, you can just join one of our supporter pages and we stream it live there. If you're like, I wish I could see her beautiful zits and those new lips she's got, you can just join the supporter page. Or if you're like, I really wish I could see Tiffany's couch more often, go to her supporter
page. Come
over. But then, to her supporter page. So... Well,
I meant my house.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you meant.
I'm not going to answer the door. And if you're not sure whose supporter page to join, just flip a coin.
Yeah, or both.
Hers is honestly, I only do two lives a month and then these podcasts. She does all kinds of fun and exciting things for her supporters.
That we'd call it fun and exciting, but I appreciate you.
Well, you do. You do cooking shows. I feel like you've done giveaways. You do all kinds of stuff.
Hey, Aunt Pat just came in. And so when we talk to viewers and you're listening to this podcast, you're like, who the hell are they talking to? It's the people in the supporter group. So there you have it.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. I just wanted everybody to know, because it could be confusing if you come into a podcast and then be like, who are they talking to?
Right.
Right. So anyway, all right. So we actually just got back. We did a tiny not even two day. It was a day and a half staycation in town because we haven't been able to vacation, go anywhere or do anything. And, we went to, the Ripley's Believe It or Not mansion, castle mansion in downtown that is haunted. And we did the ghost tour.
That sounds like a freaking dream come true.
Yeah, you would have loved it. So they give you EMF readers. They give you spirit boxes.
No. Yep.
And then you go and you record and you take video while you do this. And I actually streamed it live. It was glitchy because, you know, they ghosts. Obviously, well, ghosts or the fact that it is a concrete castle and it, like, I didn't have Wi-Fi. So it goes in and out and you'd have to be able to handle the fact that it glitches, but, definitely saw some orbs, some energy. Sophia got two or three pictures where there's these like swirly things going through where she took one picture and then took the next picture and you could see that the doorway was empty. And then the next picture, it was this swirly thing in the doorway.
No.
Yeah, it was crazy. And while live streaming and doing the ghost tour, Matthias scared Sophia. Sophia turned around, kicked him so hard in the knee, he fell down and screamed the F word all while we were live streaming. So it was the perfect family experience. And it, you know, was a lot of cursing and screaming in that moment. And then I had to go and tend to him and see if his knee was okay. Then we had to explain to her why you can't donkey kick somebody in the knee because you could permanently paralyze them.
Especially, we need him to get a scholarship for college. Yeah.
So I was like, Sophia, why? Okay. Cat on the head.
Oh, I thought that was your dog. I'm like, whoa, that is an agile.
Oh, nails. Okay, Jackson.
I'm so jealous, dude. Oh my gosh.
Can we not? Jackson.
Oh my goodness, I'm so jealous.
No, he is too much. Now I have his cat butthole in my face instead of my own cat butthole. Okay. So anyway, it was really neat. If you come up this way, when you come up this way, I will totally take you.
Swear.
Mm-hmm. To all either right. That one or to, there's like 15 ghost tours in town. You can do, this one is inside, which is why I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
They have the other ones where you have to walk to the different buildings, which is a lot for your legs. Yes. But, I will totally take, what is happening?
Meredith's cat. The tail is punching her in the face and giving her a mustache. And it's the funniest thing for those of you who can't see.
Why is he?
It's so funny
right now. Oh my gosh. This is too much. I literally just had his tail up my nostril.
That's so funny. I love it.
I just don't know what to do with my life. This is a metaphor. Or what is it where it's okay?
Watch the lips, buddy.
Seriously. Anyway. Yeah, so that was a lot. That was a lot of fun. So we took the kids to the beach and we did the haunted tour and then we drove home late last night. I think we got home at 11 o'clock, took them out to dinner, got them ice cream, did all the fun. Basically, it was like a day and a half of yeses.
Aww. Because
it was the only time that we have been together as a family this summer and we're not together again until July 31st. So I was like, it's been crazy because if I'm not traveling, one of them has been traveling.
Right. You
know, Matthias took his first solo plane ride and went and spent 7 days in Pensacola, just got home on Monday, left again today. So he's gone again.
That's sad. I want to go on a vacation, but I really want Drew to come. He's like my emotional support human being. Like I've never traveled with the kids without him. And I know I should be like stepping out of my comfort zone and doing it. And I might one day, but right now, if I have a choice, I'd much rather him be there. And we still get along. He's here every effing day, every god dang day he's here. Like he was just laying on my floor doing stretches in the living room while me and Aubrey hung out.
Whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
So you're in a growing phase, right?
Yeah.
Is what it feels like from my outside perspective looking in. You're in a growing phase. And when you're in a growing phase, you sometimes have to do things that are comfortable in order to get you to do things that make you uncomfortable.
Right.
So I don't see as that being a bad thing if that's your middle ground for where you're at, as long as the goal is to make the change and do the uncomfortable thing so that you can become comfortable with it.
Right. And it's not like when he's around, I have feelings of confusion or regret or wonder. Like, it's not like that at all. I just feel like he's like a really great friend who I know is going to be a part of my life for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In a friend, like, I have love for you and I'll do anything for you. I'm just not romantically there. So that's why, like, I would like to go on vacation as friends with the kids, because we both love and care for them. And also he could help me make decisions and wrangle them.
Right. No, I don't see anything wrong with that. And then when you feel like you're ready, you step out and try it, or go with a group, go with another mom with her kids. Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, Legoland would be a great trip for you to do with another mom with kids, your kids' age, right? Because that one was pretty easy because the park isn't too big. You can do it in the day. You can stay right there. They take you over and back in the bus, mm-hmm. in a little trolley thing. So I'm saying do it where it's an experience that's kind of contained.
Yeah, exactly.
They have all the food there. They have, I mean, that was a great trip that we did, that Legoland trip.
It was.
That was so much fun.
It was very hot.
I tried to get the kids to go back to Legoland this summer.
They're too old now.
No, they wanted to, but we couldn't find a damn day to do it when everybody was home. So I might make them do it that first week of August before they go back to school. Because we're weenies. We don't do big roller coasters. So Legoland is perfect for us.
If you go, let me know, Bish.
Yeah, we might go the first week of August.
All right. Well, can you let me know if you're for real going to do that? Because I would like to invite myself.
So then, because we can meet there. And
yeah, remember we had our own little huts?
Yeah. We have to just look at the I don't remember what they were called. They were like cabana, pool house, whatever type things.
Showed up. I'm pretty sure you did all the work.
Yeah, I did. I can do it again. I'll take a look.
Okay. But yeah. At first, I was worried that the kids would be confused with their dad being here all the time and us, like, hugging and, like, you know what I mean? But it's also very weird because, like, he'll come over and just, like, hang out on his phone while I'm over here, like, doing chores. And sometimes we don't even speak the whole time. And it's, like, perfectly fine. He just needs a place to hang out until it's time for him to take the kids and he's bored at his house or whatever. It's so weird. I don't know how to explain it, but there aren't any romantic feelings on my end, but we don't talk about it. I don't know how he feels. I'm assuming he feels the same way. But it's very crazy how quickly I was able to adapt.
But that just proves the point of that's what you were supposed to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I think that's good. You know, I was just having not this conversation, obviously, with Sophia. I wasn't talking to her about divorce, but I was talking about how to make change happen, and you have to be uncomfortable in the process. And she has been struggling. And I think this is a very common thing that most of our teenage, younger, or even older teens deal with. They don't like to talk to adults. They don't want to ask questions. They don't want to communicate. And, you know, we were literally standing somewhere I don't remember if it was at the beach or whatever. And we said, it was at the beach. We said, go ask the lifeguard, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I can't do that. And I was like, he's right there in that chair. Just walk over and ask him this. And no. And I was like, Soph. So I finally was like, forget it. I'll go over. I asked him the question, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why can't you talk to people? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Listen, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. That's the way. And this might be a really dark blanket statement, but I feel like with technology the way it is, so many of us are scared of human interaction. And because of Amazon and all these delivery services, we don't like leaving the house. Most people aren't like you, Meredith. most people don't like to have conversations with other people and talk about the weather and talk about.
I don't know if it's most. I feel like that's a big word to use with that.
I would bet you that I am correct when I say most.
I bet most, there's been a study done.
And I think that the younger kids, especially because they've grown up on like communicating behind the safety of a screen.
Well,
they don't walk through the halls and talk to each other like we used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I wouldn't be surprised if it got to a point where, but I think the best thing for you to do is just keep encouraging her to do it. You know what I mean? Or keep trying to anyway. But Aubrey's like that too. I'm like, you have to ask for what you want because the squeaky wheel gets the oil. The worst they're going to say is no. I'm trying to teach my kids to be like the opposite of me. Is something happening?
I'm Googling because you made me think about, we surveyed over 2,200 Americans on their worst communication habits. So let's see. One of the biggest problems Americans have with communication is interrupting and talking over each other. So
I don't think that's the right article.
No. It goes down here. It goes down. It's different things. So let's see, where was the one that talked about not wanting to communicate at all? Let's see.
It's social
anxiety. Each generation feels less effective at communicating than the previous one, which is what you just said. We asked respondents to rank how effective communication skills are on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most effective, and it was broken down by region. The most effective communicative states are, let's see.
Time to be real.
What?
Say cheese. Okay.
Why are we taking pictures?
Be real.
I don't know what that means.
Do you mind if I post you on the internet?
What is? I don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
I only have a minute and 37 seconds. I can't explain. Okay. Be real. It in the span of 2 minutes, the same 2 minutes everywhere across the world, people get this notification on their phone and they have to take a picture of what's in front of them and what they're doing. And then they post it. So at the same time, all over the world, everybody is posting what's in front of them and what they're doing.
Oh.
And you only do it once a day. Oh. And I just happen to be here with you.
So this is another social media app.
Kind of, but you don't post, it's just a photo and you can comment on other people's photos, but you don't know what time it's going to go off.
Oh, got it.
And so sometimes it goes, and if you forget, if you don't post in this countdown time, then you post a late be real and you, there's consequences.
Right.
Do you mind being on the internet?
Post.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So the most effective states are Louisiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, Michigan, Arkansas, Mississippi. Least effective states at communicating: Nevada, Massachusetts, Virginia, Indiana, and Maryland.
Okay, look up the percentage of people with social anxiety.
Okay, hold on. The most communicative generation, baby boomers, then by a tiny bit, Gen X. That's me. Then millennials, then zennials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's with the advances in technology.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what are the consequences if you're like, murder? Your phone catches on fire.
Let's see. All right. What percent of people have
this girl has nice eyelashes? Holly Lynn.
Oh, here's another good one.
Look up the friggin' percentage of people with social anxiety.
All right. Let's see.
You know why this is cool though? Because there's like people in Antarctica sitting on a glacier right now. So they take a picture and that's what's in front of them. You've got people under the Northern Lights. This lady's eating carrots and celery. This lady's grocery shopping. It's just so cool.
All right. Studies found that only about 12% of the general population are diagnosed with a social anxiety disorder.
No.
12%.
I disagree. Maybe it's like diagnosed. I don't know.
It actually only 7% of the U.S. population, 15 million adults, have diagnosed social anxiety disorder.
No, I disagree.
Well, okay.
I mean, maybe diagnosed, but No, nobody likes talking to people. Nobody likes.
It doesn't mean they're socially anxious. It means they don't like people, or
they have agoraphobia, or they have generalized anxiety, or I'm just saying, if you were to Google how many people don't like talking to people, it'd be a really big number. Most people.
I don't think we can use the word most is what
75%.
No way.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I bet you I'm right. Take a poll.
Oh, Lord.
Take a poll on your Instagram.
All right. I'll take a poll.
You'll be shocked.
I'll be shocked.
You will. Anyway. I can't wait for your lips to heal and then for you to put lip liner on and lipstick and gloss. I can't wait to see how juicy they are.
We'll see. I've never done lip liner.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a whole different experience. Everybody's saying I'm right, Meredith. This is awkward for you, but
there's no way. But we'll see. I'll do some more research. We can come back to that topic.
We don't need to. I know.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you know.
Yeah.
So there's just been so much going on.
So what is stressing you out so much? Well, the laundromat, Matthias being gone.
Yeah. So I was sitting in the car at horseback the other day and I was looking at the calendar of like everything that's coming up and all of the things that have to happen. And some of you might know, like we opened a laundromat, which is a commercial Airbnb laundromat. We are renovating an apartment building where we're putting in 10 units in this apartment building. It's right next door to the laundromat. You knew about this. The murder shed that we bought next to the laundromat is being gutted and renovated. It has no roof. It has 4 walls. And it is being converted into a 10-bedroom apartment that we're going to...
I thought it was going to be a coin laundry.
Right. It was supposed to be, but we got denied by the city.
Didn't know this.
Permitting issues. So... Everything had to change. So now we're doing an apartment building, which is great because we're a mile from the college. So it'll be great, affordable housing for college students that can't live on campus or don't want to live on campus.
That sounds like a real nightmare.
Okay. Well,
I mean, that's congratulations. That's really exciting.
So this has been going on for a long time now. May 31st of last year was when we bought it. So now it's been over a year that we've been trying to get this thing going. The laundromat obviously opened up. The apartment building is going to take at least another 8 months. It's two. So people are confused. 10. I thought it was 4. It's 2 levels. When I say 10, it means 5. It's 5 bedrooms on one floor and 5 bedrooms on the other floor. Or I can't remember if it's 4 on one floor and 4 on the other. Okay. But it's broken down to where we're doing them so that each unit. When I say unit, I mean you have a bedroom and a bathroom, and it's a shared living room kitchen.
Oh,
so set up for these kids because they don't have to depend on somebody else for their rent money or lease or whatever. So it's like when you rent from us, you're basically renting a common area and a bedroom and a bathroom. And if the other people don't pay their rent, you're fine. So it's this model that's developed specifically for college kids. And so, because we're a mile from campus. Oh no, you have to be real again? I thought it was once a day.
No, it's not be real.
Oh, I was like, you're going to be real again? I thought this was one time in 24 hours.
No, it was a phone call. It was my ex-brother-in-law, actually. Very interesting.
So we have that going on. She's on Be Fake now. Be Real already went. So we're in the middle of that, which is just so insane.
Yeah.
We have the Airbnb property downtown, which we are currently trying to sell because we have so many things going on that it's like, we can't, there's not enough hours in the day to do all of this stuff. And with Dave running all of it, it's too much. Mm-hmm. So we were like, maybe we just, you know, sell the rental house. Cause we thought about selling our house again. And I was like, please don't make me do that.
Mm.
So we're in the middle of trying to sell that. Then,
I'm really worried. Why is he calling twice? The guy never calls me.
Okay. So just go take the phone call. We'll wait.
I don't want to.
Can you just text back? Is this an emergency on a podcast? Can I call you back?
No.
No. Why?
Cause it's not giving me an option to do it. It's ringing.
Hit the thing where it says message back.
It doesn't.
Oh,
I know. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Ah, I'm scared. I hope everybody's okay. Ah, it makes me want to puke.
Step out for a second.
Hey, I'm recording the podcast right now. Is everything okay or can I call you after? Question mark. All right. That's so, I don't think he's ever called me in the 10 years that I've been with Drew. And he just called twice in a row.
Did he reply to your text?
Not yet. But do you see the social anxiety? I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah, no, I
thinking
get
of answering the phone. Because what if it's not an emergency? And what if he's just like, hey, kiddo, I miss you. What's up? Then I have to be like, oh my gosh, that's so nice of you to call. Thank you so much. I'd love to talk to you. Hold on. It says it's delivered. 9-2. He hasn't written back. Should I just frigging call?
Yeah, call. If you want to call him back, step out for a second.
No, just I think.
Sure.
What's that?
Nothing. It's.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. He'll reply back in a minute.
Everybody's saying call him.
Okay. Call.
Oh. There was a weird noise. Sorry. Is it a voicemail?
No.
All right. Excuse. All right. I'm just going to call Drew really quick. He didn't answer. Yeah. What happened? He called me twice and I'm doing the podcast and I got scared because he did. Oh. Okay, do you know? Oh, yes. How much is he selling it for? Ugh, okay. Damn it. I can't spend any money right now. All right, cool. I just want to make sure he was okay. He hasn't called me in the whole 10 years we were together. And so I was like, what's going on? He called twice in a row. All right. I'm not going to try to negotiate with him. I'll let him try to get his money, but if he can't sell it, I'll buy it. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye. He's selling his massage chair and he's going to put it on Marketplace and he knows how much I love it. So he wanted to know if I wanted to have an opportunity to buy it first.
For the love of all things holy. That could have been a text.
It could have been a dang mother effing text.
I mean, that's not a 2-phone call worthy sitch.
Yeah. He's like, he probably doesn't know that you keep your phone on do not disturb. And so when it doesn't ring and he tries to call back, he doesn't know you could see it. And I'm like, my phone's not on do not disturb though.
Yeah. Cause I didn't say I heard it ring.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't give it to me. Listen, these massage chairs, it's an actual chair that you sit in. It's like a friggin' spaceship, dude. And there's different settings and you are elevated up into the air and massaged. It's like the most majestic. And every time we'd go over to their house, I'm the first one in it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be respectful and I'm like, is anybody gonna? No. All right. And it's 20 minutes of bliss, but he's selling it for $1,200 and I just splurged on the couch. So I don't want to.
Whoa.
Ugh. But it's my dream and Drew knows that, but. Who cares? I mean, I could have that money could go to something better. but God, it's so good. Gives me goosebumps. It's so good. But anyway, so that's my anxiety. I assumed everyone was dead.
Yeah, no, I do that too. That's exactly where I am right now, is that exact thing. So with the kids getting so much older and all of these things that are happening all the time, it's like they're traveling by themselves, or like he just drove 2 hours away for a camp and he's staying overnight until Monday. And they're sleeping in tents.
I just I won't survive that time, Meredith.
I was sitting in the car and I had to make the appointment for his senior photos. And I was just sitting there like crying, like, aww. I'm not ready for this, you know, but he's so ready. And like Sophia's getting on a bus Monday morning at 6 a.m. to go to Tennessee for 6 days at a camp. And I'm just like, this is too much. This is all too much. It's too much. This is too much.
Yeah.
So, and I'm traveling while she's doing that, which makes me even more anxious, because I feel like, at least when I'm at home, for some illogical reason, I feel like I have control over things. But when I'm traveling and I'm gone, I feel like it's way worse.
Yeah.
And we have all of these things going on with different businesses. He now owns a pool cleaning company. So I swear to God.
Shut up.
So now he runs a pool cleaning company. He runs the laundromat. He's renovating the apartment building. I'm on tour. We have the kids doing 9 million different things. So I broke down, and I shouldn't say broke down. I finally realized that I was not managing things well. And I took my doctor's advice and I started medication, and I had to stop after 9 days.
Why?
Because I've not slept in 9 days. So whatever this medication does not allow me to sleep.
Really?
So I can't sleep. My anxiety is way worse. It is through the roof. So when I Googled this medication, it says that, I thought this was for anxiety, but it said its main treatment is for depression. And for those who have anxiety, it can actually make it worse. So I was like, why would she prescribe this for me? Because I'm not depressed. I'm an anxious person. Batshit crazy, like my anxiety is crazy high. Like I don't have depression.
Right.
I'm not, like when I was reading it, it was like for the symptoms they were giving is like lack of interest in doing things, you know, exhausted, not wanting to leave the house. I was like, I don't have that.
What time of day were you taking the medicine?
It's 2 times a day. So you have to take it once, like it by 7 a.m. and then you have to take it a second time by latest 2 p.m. And I was like, this is I can't take it. So I called my doctor's office this morning and I was like, listen, I need to see my doctor immediately. I stopped taking the medication. I need to be seen because I am way more anxious now, and I need to be switched to something because I cannot do this.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
What was her response?
They scheduled me for July 31st. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So then I hung up and I was like, no, you know what? Somebody's going to see me. So I called back and I was like, listen, I need an appointment sooner, or you need to put me through to the doctor so that I can talk to the doctor and then they can send me something else to the pharmacy. Cause I'm telling you, I'm not going to make it. I feel itchy in my skin and it's not right. And so they said, okay, we can see you Monday at 7:30. So I said, all right, I can get through the weekend. I can get through the weekend because I know that Monday we're going to do something to help this, because I get on a plane Tuesday.
Again. I'm really proud of you for advocating for yourself, dude.
I'm just...
What about weed?
Yeah, I have some.
Like to smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
Right, but I'm saying, have you tried?
I have gummies because I have a medical card.
But gummies make you trip. You need a strain that calms you down.
Yeah, I have a strain that is I only have one kind, and it's for sleep and calming you down.
Does it work?
Yeah, I use it to sleep sometimes, but I wasn't going to do it on new medication that I didn't know what would happen to me, right? Like I haven't had a drop of alcohol. I haven't had anything except this new medication and water. And coffee, which coffee probably doesn't help. the caffeine, but I was like, this is too much. Like, it's just, life is too much right now with all of these changes.
I have a mother effing question, Meredith.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what kind of weed Dave was on when he signed up to own a mother effing pool company? What strain was that?
He wasn't on any. He is a serial entrepreneur who just loves to take on more things. And he's not wrong with wanting to diversify and do all of these things, because at some point I won't be on the road doing comedy shows. And at some point I, you know, let's say Facebook and Instagram and whatever goes by the wayside and there's no work to be done there and whatever, like, we have to have a way to make money. We have to have income,
right? Everybody's yelling at me for vaping. It's not, it's a nebulizer. So.
Okay. Don't lie.
Mind your business.
Don't you lie.
Listen.
Don't you.
Vaping
lie.
Is bad. Okay. I know. Crack is bad also.
Okay. I think you took a leap.
You don't see me. It could be worse. Going through a tough time, guys. And gals. I know. Anyway, this is about Meredith's problems. Let's not look at me.
Yeah, right.
And my drugs of choice at the moment.
Yeah, so it's just...
I can't even see who it is, so don't feel bad to the person who feels bad.
Yeah, nobody feel bad.
There's no names, so I don't know who's talking shit.
Yeah, we all know luckily that you love us. And that you are looking out for us.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
I'm just kidding. I know, it's really bad. And I don't have parents, so it's okay that you guys lecture me. Somebody has to. Leave Brittany alone. All right, Meredith, is that Dave?
No, that's Soph. Come here. I can't hear you.
You're being so nice about her coming in. What's the occasion?
I can't hear you.
Because she's leaving.
Why? Because I'm staying at
Alexis. You have riding tomorrow morning.
I know. You said I could stay the night.
So I'm picking you up over there at like 8 a.m.?
On the way. You don't have to be there at 8. You could go at 8:30. My lesson's at 9.
Okay, your boots are out the front door?
I can put them in the car.
No, don't put them in the car. They smell like horse shit. All right, just, I'll text you in a little bit. Have fun. Stay safe. Do not go out past your knees in the water. Because of sharks. I love you. Goodbye.
The ocean's really mad at us right now.
Yeah, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they were responding to someone who told Meredith to vape. Sorry, I have a guilty conscience, everyone. Tell Joy said hi.
All right. The tell her she's mad at us, and so sharks are biting people. Stay.
It's not just sharks.
Not like the guy in the Everglades
mom. Okay, I love There's you. Bye.
Riptides.
Oh yeah, I know. Don't get me started. And she's going off to the beach with her friend and then staying the night. And then I have to pick her up at the ass crack of dawn to take her back to horseback.
I'm sorry that you have so much going on, dude. That's insane. I can't imagine it.
I don't mind being busy because I love being busy, but I feel like I'm at a season of change parenting wise, you know? And I think that's what's making me so anxious.
Right.
And like, I start to feel swirly right here. And then I get like chest tightness and like shortness of breath. And it's because I feel like I now have two high schoolers. One is getting ready to leave. Like, it's just all of these things, and it's all happening at the same time with everything else that's going on, right?
Yeah.
And then I have the stress of the tour, which I love the tour, but it is really stressful, and it's really hard to coordinate all of the travel and trying to sell the tickets and doing all of these things, and doing it all alone is just so much. And I was trying to be proactive with getting on something, and then to have these really shitty side effects just make me feel like whacking my head against the wall, you know?
Yes.
Because I was hoping for some relief, and they've just gotten so much better. Like, I sat awake, wide awake until 2:45 this morning, having terrible intrusive thoughts. Terrible. That wouldn't stop, right? like, what happens if tomorrow he get Matthias gets in the car and then there's a car accident and I'm 3 hours away and I'm not going to be able to get to him in time. And it's just like, logically in my brain, I know like he's going to be fine. He drives right. all the time. This is not a big deal. So
are you still in talk therapy?
I haven't been for the past couple of months because I've just been going crazy with the tour. But I was just talking to Jebba this morning on the phone and she's like, you need to get your ass back to therapy. And I was like, I know. I feel like I don't have any more minutes in my day.
I get it. You really don't.
But
it's one of those things that, you know, has to be a priority.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It is. So we'll see. I mean, somebody asked what I was taking and it was Wellbutrin. And it literally said when I looked it up, because I didn't look it up when they gave it to me, like a moron.
Well,
it is for depression. And it says literally on the first page, if the patient suffers with anxiety, can make the anxiety worse.
I think that's like most of them though, honestly. Most of them have those side effects. It can make your depression worse. It can make your anxiety worse. But if you are having that where you're up all night right away, you know that it's not the right kind of medication for you. And there's different kinds that do different things. And everybody's body is different. And so I've taken Wellbutrin before. I don't remember. I think I stopped taking it because I went through, I don't want to talk about it on the internet because I don't want people to follow my advice and then end up dying. But I made a stupid choice to just stop taking it on my own because I was like, this is too much medication. Trying to be my own doctor. And then I just never got back on it. But my medication right now for the first time since Chloe was born is exactly where the hell it's supposed to be. And I feel like a new mother effing person.
Yeah, that's great.
Also, sorry, let's not make it about me. Let's just keep talking about you. You should
because this is, you were the first person I went to when I was asking about it.
Yeah.
So keep going because this is good information for me.
Well, this is it. This wasn't about that.
Well, go ahead.
I heard that if you're with the wrong person in life, that you get really bad stomach aches and anxiety. And the only reason I'm saying it is because recently my health and my mental health has been so much better.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's because I'm free and I'm in a new chapter. I don't know if it's because I switched from one medication to a completely different kind of medication twice. So my anti-anxiety medication and my ADHD medication, I switched both of them. I didn't want to be on a stimulant ADHD medication because I didn't want to feel like I was on crack in the morning.
Buzzing.
Yeah, for the first little while I was doing it, I was paying extra to get an ADHD medication that was short and long acting that wasn't habit forming and wasn't addictive. But for me, I could feel it kick in. And I'm like, this just reminds me too much of drugs, dude. So I went on something called Strattera, which again, talk to your doctor. Don't listen to me. I hate talking about the specific medications that I'm on because I don't want people to think it worked for her. It'll work for me.
Right. There's no way that anybody could know.
Right. But the Strattera it's a non-stimulant and it takes about 6 weeks to get into your system. But once it does, it's like long-term. So for the first time, I can honestly say for the first time in a really long time, I feel good.
I love that.
And I want that for you because I always thought it would never be possible to just feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe once you get the right combination of shit and you just don't stop fighting for yourself like you're doing, then I think it gets to a point where it's like, okay, this is doable. But under any circumstances, even someone without mental issues would lose their shit if they were in your life. If they were in your shoes, like even the most calm of cucumbers would have a mental breakdown, dude.
Oh, hi, beauty queen. Tell her I said hi.
Say hi to Miss Tiff. Oh, she just fell.
Shut up.
Over the dog.
Oh my God, I love you. So sorry.
All right. Watch her puppy feet.
Watch her puppy feet.
My little best friend's puppy feet on the floor. You gonna say hi?
Hi, Dave.
What are you looking for? Keys?
That's the most handsome pool boy I've ever seen.
Tip said you're the most handsome pool boy she's ever seen.
She didn't even see me in my speedo.
Oh, Lord.
Watch my puppy suit. Okay.
Okay, you don't care about your family. Your daughter just tripped and fell and broke her ankle, and you're like, watch his puppy feet.
Yeah, my precious puppy's feet. Don't touch my dog. And Dave said you need to get your ass up here and stop screwing around.
I wish he would have forgotten.
Nope. He's badgered me 3 times and I've said nothing to you because I was like, she promised me that she would look and I'm going to take her on her word with her promise. Cause her prom, what is that stupid movie? My promise.
The Notebook.
My bond is my word. There's some famous quote from some stupid movie.
I did promise you that.
You did promise.
It's really hard because it doesn't seem worth it for 2 days. I love you and Dave so much, but honestly, 2 days, 10 of those hours for driving, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's actually 4 from where you live.
4 hours?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still 8 round trip. Oh.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute. But that's really not that big of a difference.
No, it's because for us to go all the way back to where we lived is 5. To get to you is 4.
I don't know. I totally will. Ugh. But now that I know that we can go to a haunted mansion, then it's like, wait, maybe I will make the trip.
Yeah, we could totally.
Because essentially I'd be driving 4 hours to do something I don't want to do at all.
Right.
That will put me to sleep just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like trying to get me to drive 4 hours to go to school is how it feels.
Yeah. Hey, no, it's daddy. Ruth. Ruth.
He wants to do financing stuff and talk about financing and QuickBooks. And it makes me want to cry.
Oh, hang on 1 second. I got another. This kid doesn't even live at my house. Hold on.
Okay. You could have muted it. But yeah, and I'm grateful for the help. I truly, really am so grateful. But it's just, I hate driving in general. It makes me really anxious. I hate driving to places I don't know.
Okay. You gonna stay with the boys?
Do we want to eavesdrop?
Oh, Jesus. There's just kids coming in my house. It's
not like other moms. I'm a cool mom with big, sexy lips.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Your lips.
But yeah, so we'll figure it out. It's fine. It'll all work out. And I'm gonna give you space to figure out when you want to do it. And if you tell us that you don't want to do it, then we will accept that as well because it is your decision ultimately.
Thank you.
No, there's no train or bus. I mean, you could take a Greyhound, but that would just suck.
I don't think it would suck. I mean, would it?
It's so much longer.
Okay, because it actually sounds kind of nice to not have to worry about being the driver.
It does, but I think that you would be annoyed with the fact that it might not be a straight shot from there to here. Like they may stop and you can't drive as fast and they have to stop at rest stops for people. And so it could take you longer to get here.
Okay.
But anyway.
It's a great suggestion, though.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was a train.
Oh, my gosh. It's my dream to ride on a train.
I want to do the train across the country.
I don't know about that, but I like the trains with the little rooms.
Yes. So I've wanted to do this forever. So you can go across the country from the Northeast all the way to the West Coast on a scenic train ride where you literally get to sleep in the car and then they stop at certain spots and you get to go and explore.
It's my dream.
I have wanted to do this forever. And then what most people do is they take this train from the East Coast to the West Coast and then they do like an Alaskan cruise or something because you go over to that side and you can, you know, see Alaska, how many times are you going to get to see Alaska? And they do it over the summer because obviously you want to go to Alaska in June. And then after the cruise, you can either fly home if you don't want to take the train again or you take the damn train again. But I mean, the trip takes like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's excessive a little bit for me.
Yeah, but I want to do it so bad.
I'd spend a couple of days on a train.
I'm sure there are shorter rides and you can do different things, but I think it would be really cool to like,
it's on my bucket.
Train and, you know, hang out and then go get to like, go to the stop, woo, woo, and like get off. Yeah, that would be super cool. I love, sometimes I just sit in the yard, in the backyard, and listen to the trains because the trains pass my house. It's like less than a mile away and I can hear it. And it happens 4 times a day that I can hear them at the crossing and you hear their little whistle, but they're cargo trains.
Yeah, not the same.
They're not the same.
I didn't know you wanted to do that. We should do it together. Does your cup say Zulily?
So Mom 2.0, they gave these away free.
Oh.
And it was the coolest cup. I was like, I love this cup. It's a fake Stanley.
Yeah, you could even buy a decal and cover that.
I could. I don't care.
Okay.
I've ordered from them before. So anyway, all right. Well, I feel like we've...
Oh my gosh. It's time flies.
It's been over an hour, I know.
Look at your cat.
That's yeah, so he's very active. And the sister, not so much.
Oh, it's a he.
That's the, I call, that's brother Jackson.
Joey and Joe had a great idea, dude.
What?
What if we make us a supporter Tioli trip on a train, dude?
We could train trip, a Tioli train trip.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea in theory, but then reality set in and I would be trapped.
Oh, yeah. On a train.
And if people wanted to talk to me and I was super anxious, they could just come to my cart and I couldn't pretend like I wasn't in there.
No, they wouldn't do that, though.
Not that it's you all that I'm worried about, but I just.
It's something we can look at for the future.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. Yeah, but I have to wrap my brain around the idea of like maybe we could make a rule. Like if there's a sock on the door, it means Tiffany's
you make an itinerary and
a mental
you know,
breakdown.
No, you make an itinerary. It's same knock. Thing I do with the cruise. And we know when everybody's going to be meeting together. And then you have your time that's away and doing, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you're on a train. You can't go anywhere and do
I'm
fun things.
Taking a cruise in October with our community.
You're Tioli? On
no, with my people from Facebook.
So I'm
saying we're doing that. And it's, you know, we have scavenger hunts. I'm doing the show on the boat. We're doing dinners. We're doing a bunch of stuff. But like when it's not planned time, people just do their own thing.
But if you're on a mother effing train, it's one narrow tube.
Right. But the train only goes for so many hours and then it makes a stop and you get out and you go do whatever. And then you get back on and you eat and then it drives for a little while. And
okay.
So you find them to where they do what you want it to be.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
All right.
I don't really know much about the, like the way they set up these train trips, but I bet we could find one that'd be really cool.
And I really wasn't trying to be offensive or act like I was a Kardashian. Like, what if people want to speak to me in my quarters? But I get when I feel trapped anywhere, even at like baseball games or like anywhere where I'm surrounded by people on all sides, I can't breathe. I just can't. And it makes no sense and whatever. But on a train, I'm already worried about feeling claustrophobic. And then if I was in a conversation that I didn't know how to get out of, I couldn't just run full speed because there's a very narrow hallway and it goes one way.
I don't think I've ever seen you run full speed.
What about that time we accidentally locked ourselves out when we were supposed to be on stage?
Yeah, we got locked under in the tunnel.
Yeah, that was nuts. All right. Well, I love you all. Sorry about everything.
No. Everything is great. And we'll do this again next week. It'll probably have to be Friday again. So we're going to have to look at our calendars for that day because I travel from Tuesday to Thursday. But we'll make it work and we'll be back with you again for another episode of Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing.
We'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye.